Well, and listen, I think Apple has a serious argument that they should not be forced to put a backdoor in every cell phone everyone has, that that creates a real security exposure for hackers, for cyber criminals to break into our cell phones. So I think Apple has the right side on the global, don't make us do this to every iPhone on the market. But I think law enforcement has the better argument. This concerns the phone of one of the San Bernardino hackers. And for law enforcement to get a judicial search order, that's consistent with the Fourth Amendment. That's how the Bill of Rights operates. To say, Apple, open this phone, not Anderson's phone, not everyone's here, open this phone.
But Apple says they can't do that, that it's new operating software that basically would be available for on everybody's phone.
But they wouldn't have to put it on everyone's phone. And that's, I believe that Apple, anyone, nobody has a right to defy a legal search warrant. And the way our process works, look, banks all the time keep financial records. And if you or I are a terrorist, if we're a drug dealer, and a search warrant is served on your bank, they can get your financial records. That's how the law enforcement system works. And the Bill of Rights prevents the government from seizing our information without any evidence. But when you have a criminal, when you have a terrorist, we know the San Bernardino terrorists were radical Islamic terrorists. If the Obama administration were not in this politically correct state of denial, ignoring that it is radical Islamic terrorism, we should have done more to prevent that attack. But after the fact, we ought to be using every tool we can to ascertain who else they might be in contact with, if there's a broader cell. So, of course, we should unlock their phones and find out who they're talking to, what texts they're sending. And that's a basic matter of keeping this country